From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi and Kurdish forces fighting to reclaim the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants say they have retaken a dozen villages outside the city. On the second day of the offensive, fighting remained on the outskirts of Mosul. Advances were made on three fronts, but all at different paces. U.S. President Barack Obama, speaking in Washington Tuesday, said Mosul will be a difficult fight, but expressed confidence that IS will be defeated in the city. Russia says its forces and those of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have stopped bombing the Syrian city of Aleppo ahead of a humanitarian pause planned for Thursday. Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made the announcement in televised comments Tuesday, saying the halt in airstrikes went into effect at 10 a.m. local time. Thursday's halt in fighting is designed to allow civilians to leave the city. Rebels also will be allowed out. An Iranian prosecutor says an Iranian-American businessman and his 80-year-old father have been sentenced to 10 years in prison in Iran for espionage. The Mizan news agency reported Siamak Namazi and his father Bakir were convicted of, quoting now, cooperating with the hostile American government, end of quote. Both have dual citizenship. Leaders from Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine will gather Wednesday in Berlin to discuss further action on the Minsk peace plan, which was meant to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine. A German government spokesman says Chancellor Angela Merkel invited the foreign leaders to discuss the next steps needed to bring peace to that troubled region. This is VOA News.